Hi, my name is Amy. About a year and a half ago, I had had what I thought were a lot of sinus headaches and pressure, and I was living on Sudafed and other drugs, and we were up at my brother's cabin, and we were in the basement doing some remodeling when my brother went upstairs and started yelling, and we ran up to see what was going on, and he was opening windows and doors screaming, "Gas, gas." I had no idea what he was talking about because I couldn't smell anything. And he couldn't believe that I couldn't smell. And I guess one of his daughters had bumped one of the gas burners on the stove and the house smelled like gas. I just assumed it was because I had a stuffed up head that that's why I couldn't smell it. I went to my regular doctor and he said, "Oh, you probably just need an antibiotic to get rid of the sinus infection." But that did not work. And then he sent me to an ENT. And the ENT said, "Well, we can do a CAT scan and see, or a CT rather." And after the CT scan was done, he said, "Ma'am, there's nothing wrong with your sinuses." And I said, "Yes, there is. I can't stand the pain and pressure." And he basically yelled at me and said, "There's nothing wrong with you, but I suppose we could talk to a neurologist," which I thought he was crazy, but whatever. So I went to the neurologist and he said, "What do you think's wrong with you?" And I said, "I have sinus headaches. And I can't really smell anymore." And then he kind of looked at me funny and he said, "Maybe we should do an MRI." After the MRI was done, he called me in a panic because I had a very large brain tumor right behind the bridge of my nose. Scared the hell out of me, and the surgeon said, "Well, we'll do surgery and take it out." So they did, and it was called a meningioma. They are benign. I do not have cancer. I made a full physical recovery, except that that stupid tumor basically ate my entire olfactory nerve, so I no longer can smell and never will be able to smell again. They had told me that it's possible I could get a glimmer of smell at 6 months. I went in for a 6-month MRI. There was nothing, and they said, "Well, sometimes at the 1-year mark, you might be able to smell something." 1 year has now passed. And I think I've been in denial for a year, and it's really hit me now hard that I will never be able to smell anything ever again. I can't smell my husband. I can't smell my grandbabies. I can't smell flowers. I want to smell perfume. I want to smell anything. Anything at all would be awesome. Food is extremely bland. I now have to put hot sauce and salt on everything. It's lonely. No one knows about the silent disability because I still have a nose. It still works. It functions. It just doesn't smell anything. Everything smells like air, as I call it. You know, you can chuckle and there's good things like I can change diapers, I can, take out the garbage, that sort of thing. Ha ha. But it's like I'm living in a world where I look through the glass, but I can't really participate. Or it's like walking around with a giant bubble around you where you are still in life, but you don't experience it. It is so very hard for people who can smell to realize how much you take that for granted. How sad and lonely it is to be the only one who can't smell. It's awful. I hate it. I cry. I get angry. Sometimes I ignore it. I lie to people. Because I'm sick of the questions. "Oh, really? You can't smell? Maybe you could smell a skunk. Maybe you just need to try harder." No, it's gone. It's never coming back. No one gets it. I've reached out on Facebook and now Katie with this podcast, and I am so happy to find people who understand. My husband is a sweetie, but he doesn't get it. He doesn't realize how much I need to have him be my nose. I'm scared to death of eating something spoiled because I would have no idea. We moved into a new house and I wanted a gas stove because we were avid cooks, or at least I used to be. And he said, "No, honey, remember the cabin incident? You would probably not be, well, not probably, I would not be able to smell gas if I bumped one of the burners." And he was right. So what happens now? I don't know. I wish ENTs and other medical people would really understand how serious this is and how sad and lonely it is. I'm on antidepressants. I had to increase the dosage per my therapist because the sadness is just unbelievably overwhelming. And people say, well, you survived brain surgery and you could have had a stroke and, you know, almost like quit your whining. Yes, I am grateful I am still here. I'm grateful I have a job and insurance and everything else. My life is great. But this lack of smell and taste, because I did not, you know, as all of us who have this, you didn't lose just one sense. You lost two. And it's awful. So yeah, that's my story. I'm 55 years old. I have a husband, a daughter, two grandbabies, a huge loving family. So I try to count my blessings. I really do. But this is awful. And I'm hoping that through Katie's work and other people, we can get the word out so that maybe if there's more people who understood and more resources for us to turn to, we wouldn't have to feel so sad and alone to have to live with anosmia. Thank you for listening. This is Amy. Bye-bye.